White, J.E. White, Emma. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, January 13, 1904. My dear children, Edson and Emma, Brother Butler has made a most earnest request for us to attend the Nashville meeting. I should indeed be pleased to go, but I cannot leave my work here. We are very, very busy. We are just closing up Volume 8 of the Testimonies, and we are also trying to get the manuscript of Ministry of Healing ready for the printer. When these two books are ready for publication, I think that we shall make a visit to the East, if the Lord gives me strength, and we shall then see you. I pray much for you. Often in the night season I am talking and praying with you. My great desire for you is that you may hide yourself with Christ in God. Edson, whatever may be done at the meeting, keep calm. The Lord would have you far less anxious than you are. If, after you and we have done our best, money does not come in, who can help it? There is a work to be done in Washington and in other places, and the lack of means is a great perplexity. But we must not lose faith. Do not burden your mind with too many things. Keep the channel free and unobstructed for the inflowing of the Holy Spirit. Whatever may take place, keep your mind stayed on God, and do not become in any way confused. As I talked with you in the night season, I saw that you were brain weary, and I said to you, "Cast all your care upon the Lord, for he careth for you." 1 Peter 5, verse 7. Lay your burdens and perplexities upon the burden bearer. The peace of Christ in the heart is worth more to us than anything else. When I think of you, Edson, carrying so many burdens, I think of how in Battle Creek, your father was so unexpectedly stricken by paralysis, and I warn you to be careful. I ask you to unload, to rid yourself of the many burdens and perplexities that prevent you from giving your heart and your head rest. Remember that there is need of giving attention to matters of eternal interest. Edson, do not become anxious, but rest in the Lord. I should be so glad to see you free in spirit. Take time to consider and to determine not to allow the enemy to gain any advantage over you. Live by faith in the Son of God. We are daily to be preparing for the mansions that Christ has gone to prepare for those who love him. In order to do this, we must live in harmony with him. I mean to keep my heart emptied of all that is displeasing to God. I dropped asleep while I was writing, with my pen in my hand. How much can pass before one in a short time? I heard someone praying most earnestly. Then the word came, "The Lord is near." Are you ready to meet him? Are your lamps trimmed and burning? Edson, you said, "I am not ready." But the Lord will not wait. Go ye forth to meet him. Then you said, "Lord Jesus, forgive my sins and pardon my lack of faith." I saw your countenance light up, and you said, "Where is Emma?" You put your arm around her and said, "O Emma, how sinful my past life now looks to me. Had I hid my life with Christ in God, I could have had peace and happiness all the way along. I see how much more I might have honored the Lord had I always trusted in his wisdom to arrange matters, without losing the confidence that I should ever have maintained. You seemed to catch a glimpse of Jesus, and you said, "He loves me. He has looked upon me, and my soul is all light in the Lord." I awoke, and again I slept, and other scenes passed before me. I seemed to be in a meeting. I heard your voice raised in prayer, and I listened with deep interest. With brokenness of heart, you repeated the words, "Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright,
and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Psalm 19, verse 12 to 14. I heard expressions of praise and thanksgiving from many lips. The thought of what would be should Christ come just then made a deep impression upon minds, and many sought the Lord most earnestly. The deep movings of the Spirit were felt, and many, by humble confession, found their way out of darkness. I heard a voice repeating the first part of the 24th Psalm. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Verses 1 to 6.
The power of the Spirit was seen and felt. The words were repeated. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no lack to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that fear the Lord shall not want any good thing. Psalm 34, verse 8 to 10. That which I have pictured is possible. Shall we not make it a reality? The representations that pass before me show the gracious purposes that God has toward his people. They show what ought to be, and the work that needs to be done. The Lord would have them made a reality. I ask those assembled in council at Nashville to consider these words and cast out of their hearts everything that savors of disunion. God knows the secrets of the heart. He will certainly pardon the transgressions of his people if they will make a united effort to answer the prayer of Christ recorded in the 17th chapter of John. How much longer will God's people be content to stay in the dark chamber of unbelief? My brethren, come together in unity. Give to the world from henceforth a clear demonstration of the power of divine grace. Bear witness to the sanctifying, uplifting power of the truth. I in them, and thou in me, Christ prayed, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovedst me before the foundation of the world. Verses 23-24.